It's Thursday, June 11th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Amazon, and another Amazon. You do care. Clearview AI versus the EU. And private equity makes its stamp on Sophos. This is the Business of Tech. Lots of Amazon news, again. First, Amazon has announced a small business credit line with Goldman Sachs. Per reporting on CNBC, small business owners who sell items on the platform will get invitations for a Marcus-branded credit line of up to $1 million. This will help sellers on the platform access credit, and more than half of the goods sold on Amazon are from independent businesses. Second, the company has announced it is putting a one-year moratorium on police use of Recognition, their facial recognition software. This follows IBM's move out of the space. Amazon cited the pause as time for Congress to implement appropriate rules and did note they will continue to allow for its use in rescues related to human trafficking and missing children. Finally, it looks like European regulators are moving on the company to file antitrust charges over the use of third-party selling data to compete with retailers on its e-commerce platform. Amazon used that third-party information to make its own first-party products. The Wall Street Journal has done a similar investigation of Amazon and found that it does use third-party data to develop competing products in-house. Why do we care? Lots to unpack here. Let's start with the regulators. Amazon is under fire for using its platform to search for opportunities to move into. Which leads to the first story. Amazon is also trying to make it easier to put your product on their platform. Line of credit makes a small business even more inclined to make Amazon their entire platform for delivery. Quick reminder, Facebook Shops is the same idea, making themselves the platform. That's the magic of an unregulated monopoly. As a service provider, you're going to need to work with your customers to understand the risk-reward here. Working with Amazon is good and bad, and your expertise is where you can stand out. That move on Recognition also comes in the theme of regulation. We know it's coming. Amazon moves. Is it a PR move or a legitimate one? I think it's both. Sure, good PR, but it's also probably their best move with regulation coming. Speaking of regulators, the EU also indicated that Clearview AI, the maker of that facial recognition software that scrapes the internet for photos, is likely illegal. Their privacy watchdog indicated that they had doubts that the service is legal and would, quote, likely not be consistent with the EU data protection regime. Why do we care? Clearview AI is a clear problem from my perspective. It shows how weak privacy laws enable the market to do just anything it wants. My clean water analogy stands. From a market perspective, the best thing for a chemical company to do is dump toxins in the water because it's the cheapest and easiest way of disposal. Society says we want clean water, so they don't get to do that. Society is also saying we don't want just any company being able to violate privacy any way they want. Finding the edges is where technologists have to get involved in regulation. Finally today, in reporting to Private Equity News, private equity firm Thoma Bravo plans to cut up to 16% of Sophos' workforce. This includes the possible shutdown of some facilities. Thoma Bravo has investments in Barracuda Networks, SolarWinds, and ConnectWise as well. Why do we care? I talked a lot about capital companies in this week's editorial, and so refer back to that. A PE investor comes in with one design. Take a company, accelerate its revenue growth, make it bigger, and sell it. 20% growth becomes a mantra, and there are three basic levers to pull here. Sell more, acquire stuff to broaden the sale, or make the company leaner. This is them making a company leaner. I bet anything they're spending less on R&D, too. Third tier, the idea that it's not the first or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company Third Tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with the sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the Third Tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all their free educational resources. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.